From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkey's government late Saturday raised the death toll from twin bombings at a peace rally in Ankara to 95, with nearly 200 others wounded. That story now from Dorian Jones.
Video shot at the peace rally captured the festive atmosphere moments before the blast, then carnage. The two explosions caused by suspected suicide bombers tore through the crowd, causing death and what witnesses described as horrendous injuries. Ambulances and even taxis rushed the wounded to nearby hospitals. The rally, organised by Turkey Civic Society and the pro-Kurdish movement, was expected to draw tens of thousands of people, calling for an end to the fighting between the Turkish security forces and the Kurdish rebel group, the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. So far, no group has claimed responsibility for Saturday's attack. But in July, the Islamic State group was blamed for a suicide bombing targeting pro-Kurdish activists, killing more than 30 activists. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Russia says it has stepped up airstrikes against the Islamic State in Syria in support of Syrian troops who've seized two villages north of Hama since late Friday. In Washington, top U.S. defense officials held a secure video conference with their Russian counterparts, in part as a push to promote safe flight operations in increasingly crowded Syrian airspace. Authorities in Chad say at least five female suicide bombers attacked two sites near the Nigerian border, killing dozens of locals as well as Nigerian refugees. Police immediately linked the attacks in the towns of Bagasola to Boko Haram Islamists. This is VOA News. Pre-election violence in Guinea claimed a number of lives and left many more injured, and Chris Stein reports now that Guinea's ethnic politics will be crucial in deciding who carries today's election.
Incumbent Alpha Conde is standing for a second term. Of his seven opponents, former Prime Minister Selu Delien Diallo is expected to give him the stiffest challenge. Political analyst Bono Berry says politicians in Guinea have long drawn support from their ethnic groups. The two candidates will get most of their support from their ethnic groups, Barry says. The Fula people will vote for Mr. Diallo, and the Malinkes for Mr. Conde. Tensions have already flared in the run-up to the vote. In the country's southeastern Banankoro district, five people were killed and dozens injured on Friday, according to the French news agency. Conakry was calm on Saturday after rioting on Friday that killed one person. If no candidate takes a majority, the election will go into a runoff. Chris Stein for VOA News, Conakry, Guinea.
Israel carried out an airstrike earlier today in the Gaza Strip that killed a pregnant Palestinian woman and her young daughter. Israeli military said the strike was done in response to rocket attacks from Hamas-controlled areas. Today's attack followed more stabbing attacks in the Old City of Jerusalem, East Jerusalem, on Saturday. In the first attack, a 16-year-old stabbed two Israelis before being shot dead by police. Later, a 19-year-old stabbed two police officers before also being shot dead. Wave of attacks in East Jerusalem has taken place around a holy site revered by the Muslims as the Al-Aqsa Mosque and by Jews as the Temple Mount. President Obama says the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal reached this past week between the U.S. and 11 other nations promotes American values as well as protects American workers. In his weekly address on Saturday, Mr. Obama said the so-called TPP will open new markets to American products and boost the U.S. economy at the same time.
95% of the world's consumers live outside our borders. 95%. They want to buy American products. They want our cars, our music, our food. And if American businesses can sell more of their products in those markets, they can expand and support good jobs here at home.
Trade pact still needs to be ratified by the governments of the countries involved. Greece has pledged to open five migrant processing centers, happened during talks with its European Union partners in Athens Saturday. Earlier this week, the UN Refugee Agency welcomed EU efforts to support frontline member states receiving large numbers of migrants. The wave of migrant and refugees continue, with hundreds taking the perilous journey across the Mediterranean every day. International Organization for Migration says almost 3,000 have died in 2015.
That's the latest world news from VOA.